Amen. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to John chapter 6. Amen. Bless His holy name. John chapter 6. I want to begin reading at verse 14. John chapter 6, verse 14. And the Bible says, "Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, 'This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world.' When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again into a mountain Himself alone. And when it was even, was now come, His disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And He said unto them, 'It is I, be not afraid.' Then they willingly received Him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went." Glory be to God. As we see this morning, it's a very familiar passage. And we know that the Lord has just fed the 5,000, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And the Bible says He brought them together, and they said they looked to see what they had, and they didn't have enough money to feed them, but praise God they had the Lord. I want to say you may not have much, but you got a whole lot if you got the Lord this morning. Amen. He'll meet that need, praise God. He'll provide for you. He'll watch over you. He'll care for you. He'll minister to you and through you in so many ways, praise God, that you'll have to lie one of them. Amen. I found that true with my Savior today. He's good to me. Amen. But I see here the Bible says they brought to Him two fishes and five barley loaves to the Lord. And I want to say that number two is a number of a witness. And they get number five is a number of grace. So they brought a witness of grace to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He just took a witness of grace, praise God, and just began to meet those needs. Ain't it good when God can take a witness of grace? I like it when I see a witness of grace, that unmerited favor of God that He begins to minister to me and you. And He does it on purpose. There's nothing that we can do to deserve the grace of God. Amen. But He just ministers to us on purpose. Now I want you to see for just a moment this morning what takes place. The Bible says here that those men begin to see the miracles that Jesus did. Amen. Praise God. I love it when people begin to see, praise God, what God's a doing. Amen. Praise God. When old blinded people, praise God, like me and you used to be, praise God, that all of a sudden our eyes are open and we see what Jesus is able to do. Amen. They begin to see what they do. He said, they said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." He said, "Hey, fella, don't you think maybe this is the one we've been looking for? Don't you think this is the one that can do for us, pray God, what we need to be done?" But they was a-thinking about it because the bread and the fishes. Amen. They wasn't thinking about it because He was the great God of glory, praise God, that sent down the minister and to help them, praise God, out of their spiritual depravity. Amen. They was a-thinking about those material things that they would see and partake of. If we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in the material side, and we'll lose out on the spiritual side. Amen. These churches all over this country that's getting cold and dead, praise God, in this materialistic world, and they're forgetting the spiritual part. Amen. I thank God for the spiritual part. I thank God for that Holy Ghost of God. It tiptoes across my heart, praise God, and encourages my soul. Amen. I get excited about it. Sometimes I do like Brother Bill did the other last Sunday night. I get the can't help it, praise God. And I just got to raise my hands and shout and say, "Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God." Amen. I want to say there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, amen. Hey, praise God. If the Holy Ghost of God, sir, I believe a lot of times we grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. He's desiring some praise. Get back to the throne of grace and we stifle that. Amen. I pray God, I never want to be accused of stifling the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Now, I ain't saying a bunch of wildfire and a bunch of, physical stuff. But praise God, I believe when the Holy Ghost of God comes through your heart, praise God, you're going to give a Holy Ghost grunt. Amen. Believe it makes a difference. But these folks here was caught up in the material part. Amen? I believe a whole lot of folks today is caught up in the material part. And we're missing out on the spiritual part. Amen? They was a group here that was big enough, and the Lord perceived that they might take him by force to make him king. They said, praise the Lord, if this man can do this kind of stuff, then he needs to be a ruler. Hey, he's the one that can march in there and get rid of this old Roman oppression. Amen? Can you see this picture before you? Jesus perceived this in his heart. Amen? They missed the whole point. He wasn't teaching concerning the bread and the fishes. He was, he'd been preaching and a teaching on those things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Sure, amen. He was looking way beyond the food and the fishes. He was looking to glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We need to get our mind off the food and the fishes, praise God, and get our mind on glory. Amen. There's something good happening around us. Amen. They talk of wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Brother Robert, talk about this week at Korea, said they're going to rise up and declare war on America. Huh? Hey, they have to get in line. They ain't the only ones. Amen. They ain't a whole lot of them out there likes us. But praise be to God. That God said that'd be the way it would be in the last days. Praise the Lord. He said, just look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. Amen. Great. Praise God. This thing's coming to a close. We're getting ready to go out of here in a marvelous fashion. Amen. But he said, this thing here is these folks is getting geared up. They're excited about Jesus, but they're excited about him for the wrong reason. Amen. There's a whole lot of health and wealth crowd today that's looking to Jesus for what he can give me. Amen. They're looking at the physical aspect and they're missing out on the spiritual aspect. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help us, God. So the Bible says here that Jesus perceived, verse 15, that they would come and take him by force to make him a king. Now in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, the Bible said he had already constrained the disciples. Amen. Matthew 14, 22, he had already constrained the disciples. He had done got a hold of them. And he said, now listen, fellas, because he perceived what was going to take place. And so he knew, glory to God, he knew how the disciples was. He knew that there's old Peter, praise God, and how spontaneous he was and how easy influenced he was. Anybody in here like that? He knew exactly how old Peter was. He knew he might, and they get to talking this stuff, and old Peter might get hooked in. Amen. And then there was old Judas Iscariot. You know, he was the one that had the bag. He had the money. He was looking at the worldly wealth, praise God. Always trying to put a little something in and didn't want to give nothing out. You know anybody like that? Huh? Yeah, he knew how he was. And then they was the two brothers, old John and James, and they was the sons of thunder. And they was fellas that was out to show their temper. They was out to show themselves. They was out to be persuaded. They was out to forget about the spiritual side and look at the physical side. The Bible said Jesus knew where they were. He said before, glory to God, I love this part. I got to look at that. I said, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I've been there. I've been those fellas. But Jesus, praise God, he come along to where I was. He constrained me. Yeah. Amen. He said, glory to God. He said, you don't need to go there. Amen. He said, brother, he said, you've got something a whole lot better than they got to offer. Amen. Glory to God. He said, you've got that spiritual part. Hey, God, glory to God, that most precious part. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knew how they were, just like he knows how we are. The Bible said he could... Glory to God, he constrained them. Amen. And the Bible said after he had done that, he took care of that situation. He had diffused it. He sent the multitudes away. Amen. You know what the Lord does a lot of times? If you'll look in the power of the Lord gives, praise God, the things, the miracles that he performed, he'd take care of the situation and he'd send people off to think about it. Amen. Had the Lord ever just poured you out a few nuggets on purpose, praise God, and he just sent you off somewhere to think about it. Amen. That's what he does. Praise God. He'd just give them the few names. He'd give them the good counsel of God and send them off to think about it. Amen. So the Bible says here that he sent them off to think about it, and he goes up into a mountain apart, alone. Amen. So the disciples have been constrained. Can you see this picture? They've been constrained. He took them, pulled them aside. He said, "Let's, fellas," he said, "you need to get in the boat and go on the other side. Well, I get rid of these folk here." So he sends them off. He diffuses the crowd. And then he goes up into a mountain alone. What? You say, "Well, preacher, why did he do it?" To get along with the Father. See, that's what made the difference about our Savior and these other so-called gods of this universe. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he'd get along with the Father. Amen. That's what makes him different from Buddha. That's what makes him different from Muhammad. Amen. That's what makes him different from all these other gods that the world has. Amen. Because he got along with the Father. Now notice what takes place here. Amen. And the Bible says that when even was now come, and his disciples, now notice number one, the direction that they went. If we ain't very careful, we get caught up like them. The Bible said, and his disciples went down unto the sea. Amen. If we ain't careful, the first thing we do, listen to me this morning. If you get away from the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, listen to that, look at me. If you get away from the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what'll happen? You'll start spiraling down. Amen. You get out from under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you get away from God and God's people, you'll start spiraling down. Amen. You'll go down to places that you don't want to go. And you'll stay longer than you want to stay. If you ain't careful, you'll forget how to get back. Amen. The first thing they done, they went down, Brother Bill. Because they got away from Jesus. You say, "Well, Jesus sent them away." I want to say, praise God, just because we ain't at the house of God don't mean that we can't stay hooked up. Amen. We're living in a hypocritical society, praise God. We come down to the house of God and we sing praise and we raise our hand. But praise God, when we get down to our house, it's different. Oh me. Praise God, it oughtn't to be different. It oughtn't to be the same. Amen. Glory be to God. When we get down to our house, whether it's Monday or Wednesday or Thursday, and praise God, we ought to have a praise on our lips. We ought to be hooked up. We never know. Hey, listen, it may be a Tuesday or a Thursday, and somebody may call you and say, "Hey, your little old young'un's been in an accident." Huh? Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to be hooked up, praise God, where I could bow my head and say, "Oh, God, touch them, Lord." Yes, sir, man. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, I want to be hooked up, praise God. I don't want to miss out. But first thing they did, they went down and they got away from the Lord. That's the first thing. You know what the devil would like to do? First of all, he'd like to drag us away from God. And he starts out subtly. You know, most times the devil don't just reach out and grab you and drag you back out in the world. He don't do it. He'll put little old things up there to distract you. Amen. To get you to thinking that there's something else that needs to be done. There's somewhere else that I need to be. There's something that's more... God help us. Something that's more important than God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, something our family needs that's more important than Jesus. And they start spiraling down. They start going down. Amen. See, they got to look at this materialistic side and they forgot about the spiritual side. Amen. They begin to see with man's eyes instead of filling with God's eyes. Amen. They was looking to see, praise God, but they wasn't looking to see. Amen. And they begin to see things physically. They begin to see things materially. And God says, praise God, but it ain't about the material side. It's about the spiritual side that God has to go. So the first thing you do, the direction they went, they begin to spiral down. They begin to get away. They begin to go away from the Lord. But notice what happened next. Well, I got to reading this the other day. And listen, I'm just being honest. It walked all over my heart. You say, why? Because I've been there and done this. Amen. There was a time in my life I thought, well, you know what? I'm raising a family. I got youngest. I ain't got time for church. You hearing me? I'm talking about me. I said, I ain't got time. I'm so busy. I'm trying to give them more than I ever had. You know what? Where I messed up? I didn't give them God. I didn't give them a daddy that they needed. I didn't give them a good Christian influence, amen, for their lives. Amen. Oh me, I'm just telling you this morning, I messed up. Amen. You know why? Because of my direction. When I got away from God, I started going down. And guess where I ended up? The same place they did. He said, when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now, look, dark. Amen. Hey, they begin to go out of the way. They begin to go in the wrong direction, and then darkness come. Hey, have you ever been there? You get away from the Lord, and the first thing you know, you end up in a dark time. I want to say, praise God, oh, devil will put you in a dark time, praise God, when we get away from God. Amen. He starts to put us in darkness. I want to say, praise God, most of the people that we know today are in the dark. They've been blinded by the devil in this whole world, praise God, and they're living in darkness. Amen. That's why everything's okay now. Say, well, preacher, I wouldn't preach about that. I wouldn't preach against that. Everybody's doing it. Amen. Fella told me the other day, he said, well, if everybody goes out there and jumps off the Golden Great Bridge, are you going to jump too? Amen. No, so you know I wouldn't do that. That'd be stupid. Amen. Exactly. Amen. But he said that the first thing they know, praise God, and they went in the wrong direction. And they went in a downward direction, praise God, and they ended up in darkness. Amen. A lot of people today in this world that we're living in, they lived in darkness. Amen. And the Bible says that, you know what happens in the darkness? The Bible says that Jesus was not come to them. What does that mean, preacher? Pastor, what are you saying? What is John telling us here? He said, hey, I want to tell you something. John was in the boat with them. He knows what he's talking about. He was in the boat. Amen. And he says, you know what? He said, we went down. He said, we got away from the Lord. He said, we ended up in darkness and we ended up alone. Amen. He said, Jesus wasn't in the boat. Jesus wasn't nowhere around. Amen. God help us, praise God. When we go in the wrong direction, amen, we end up in the dark and you end up there alone. Nobody to help you. You say, well, preacher, here we go again. Well, preacher, I've got friends. I got people that like me. Yeah, you get away from God, you get out in the dark, praise God, you get yourself caught up in a bad way and you'll look around and there won't be nobody there. Amen. Amen. You'll be standing out there in the wilderness all by yourself. Amen. You won't have no food and no water, praise God. You'll be all alone. Amen. Nobody will care for you. Nobody will call you up and say, hey, I just called to see how you're doing. Let me ask you a question. How many times you been in a dark space? And how many people's called you up and say, boy, that's I heard about your predicament. I just want to call and see if you're all right. Amen. I want to tell you the truth. It won't happen. Very rarely will that happen. Amen. Unless you happen to have somebody that loves the Lord, praise God, got a little bit of compassion in their heart. But he said they went in the wrong direction. He said they ended up in the dark and they ended up there by themselves. Amen. I don't want to be caught in going in the wrong direction. I don't want to be caught out in the dark, praise God. And I surely don't want to be caught in the dark by myself. Amen. I want the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to be ever present with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they see this thing, see the Lord Jesus Christ, and they end up out there all alone. Amen. The experience that they have. Look what the Bible says takes place. The Bible said, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. Amen. So here they are out there, and notice the experience they go through. They're out there. Amen. They went the wrong direction, and the darkness come. They're all alone, and all of a sudden a storm comes up. Does it sound familiar? Huh? Hey, you ought to sound familiar to every one of us. We go the wrong direction, we get away from God, get out there in the dark, get all alone, and a storm comes up. I mean, the waves and boisterous are coming up, and they're going down. And you just pray that you can ride out the next wave of that storm. Have you ever been there? I mean, you're just clinging to life, just riding the storm. As those waves come up and those waves go down. And those waves come up, and you know what comes along next? After the wrong direction, after the darkness comes dread. Amen. You're out there, praise God, in dark, and you begin to dread every aspect of your life. Amen. Because you've went the wrong way, you got in the dark, praise God, and you got all alone, and there's nobody to help you. So you begin to dread everything about your life. That's why there's so many people going through depression now. That's why there's so many alcoholics and drug addicts now, because they're out there all by themselves, praise God, and there ain't no help. Amen. And the storms are raging, this world's a raging all about them. I want to say them storms are going to continue to rage. Amen. They'll rage, praise God, all the days of your life. There'll be storms that'll come up. The Bible said they begin to dread that. They begin to look at that darkness. They begin to see that darkness. They begin to dread the darkness. They begin to dread the day. They begin to dread everything about them. Amen. I want to say there's a whole bunch of people today, Brother Bill, that's out there in the world, and they got away from God. They got off in dark. They got alone. And praise God, they have no help. They don't have no King James Bible to go by. They don't have no children of God to love them and care for them and compel them to go another mile. They don't even have a verse of Scripture. They're out there in absolute darkness. Dreads. All of what do they have? What do people have outside the Lord? Just a dark overshadowing of dread. A dread of what's going to take place in my life. What's going to take place today. What's going to happen to me tomorrow. Just a darkness. And they don't see any way, brother. You have to get out from under that darkness. It's like there's a cloud overshadowing them everywhere they go. Just a deep dread that overcomes them. And no matter what they do, that dread is there. Those waves just keep coming and coming and coming, never ceasing. Amen. Just about the time they think the storm's over and the waters are calmed down just a little bit, then another big wave will come. Amen. Water will start coming in the boat, and they'll be bailing. Fast as they can bail, but they pray God, just hoping that another one won't come before they can bail it out. Amen. See, preacher, you preach like you know what you're talking about. I've been there, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said they had that direction, they had the darkness, and they had the dread. And the Bible said, so that the sea arose by reason of great wind and blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea. And I want you to notice something here take place. Now they were out here, the Bible said they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs. Now John is pinning this down, and he's not sure. Amen. I want to give him a title of my message this morning. Not sure how far, and not sure how long, or maybe just this, I missed it by a mile. Amen. Not sure how far, not sure how long, I think I missed it by a mile. Amen. See, what John was telling us here, he said they was going across the road. They had a destination. They had a purpose. But praise God, he said, as we rode and we put our backs into it, he said, praise God, the direction that we went was away from the Lord. Darkness overshadowed us. Dread come in our heart. Praise God, and though we were rowing as hard as we could go, praise God, but we were still distressed. Amen. He said 25 or 30 furlongs. Amen. He said, I was just trying to guess. He said, it's 5 miles from where we started to our destination. He said, I don't know if we went 2.5 miles or a little over 3.5 miles. He said, I'm not sure where. I want to say there's a whole lot of people today that's not sure where they're at. They're not sure how far they've gone in this with the Lord. They're not sure how far, how long, praise God, they've been in the journey. And they, praise God, if we ain't very careful, we'll miss it by a mile. I mean, I want to say something this morning. You listen to me very carefully. It don't matter if you miss heaven by a mile or you miss by heaven by a fraction. You still miss heaven. Amen. Amen. Whether you miss it by a mile or by just a fraction of it, you still miss heaven. You missed it all. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you keep from missing it? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Now notice this storm come up. Dread was all around them. And then they look up. See, the tempest had overtaken them. Now you notice the deception here. Deception is everywhere. See, in the darkness, when you get in the wrong direction and you choose darkness, dread comes along, and it's caused by deception. You know, the devil's a great deceiver this morning. Amen. He's a liar and the father of lies. He'll tell you all kind of lies to get you going the wrong direction. Amen. So he can get you out there in the dark, so he can cause dread in your heart, and you won't even be able to find your way back. He's a deceiver. So they got out here and the tempest overtook them. Amen. Where did that come from? That came from the devil. Who's the prince and power of this present world? The devil. Who brings up the storm? Who likes to bring up the storms in our life? The devil. Amen. He's the one that does that. He brings them up, praise God, in our lives. He's the one that tempts. Hey, the Lord don't tempt us. Amen. Amen. It's the devil that tempts us. It's the devil that brings these storms in our life. Amen. And he does it when we get our eyes off the Savior. Praise his holy name. He's the one that keeps us on the right path. He said, there is a straight, there's a narrow path. He said, if you get on that path, he said, he'll help you stay on that path. So you don't, that's the amazing thing about the Lord, Brother Andrew. He'll put you on that narrow path and he'll help you there in righteousness, his righteousness. He'll keep you on the path. And all you got to do is listen. He said, the sheep hear his voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. He calls us by name and we hear him. Praise the Lord. He gives us direction. Bless his holy name. So those storms come up, those storms of dread, those storms of discouragement. Amen. The temptation from the tempter, amen, the devil brings these storms up. The sea by reason of, arose by reason of a great wind. Amen. That's the devil, praise God. Prince in the power of the air throws obstacles in our way. But praise God, if you're a child of God, you're not following the devil. Amen. You're not being led of the deceiver. Praise God. You've got an ever-present help with the Lord. Amen. Not only the tempest overtook them, but the terror overwhelmed them. Amen. That terror was there. And amen. And it wasn't the darkness. You hear me? It's not the storm. That's not what overtook them. That's not what caused them to be so upset. The main reason that they were so distraught, that they were so upset, that they were so caught in their dread? Because they were unsure. Amen? Because they were not sure where they was at. Amen? They're not sure how far they had went. They're not sure how long they had to go. They were unsure. The devil, the deceiver, like nothing more to get us in a place of insecurity, being unsure in our lives, praise God, so he can discourage us. Amen. Amen. That's what he wants to do. Amen. So the deception, he don't want us to know our standing. Amen. Listen to me. He don't want us to know where we're at this morning in the Lord. He'd like to make you indecisive, if you will. I think I'm doing all right. But if we're not being led of the Lord, we're not doing all right. The deception is there. Amen. And if you ain't very careful, praise God, you can miss it by a mile. Amen. He said, I don't know where we're at. We may have missed it. We may be off by a mile. Amen. The difference between this 5 and 20 and 5 and 30 furlongs is 5,820 feet. Amen. And 5,280 feet is a mile. So he said, we may be off as much as a mile. Amen. When you've got 5 miles to go and you're off by as much as a mile, you could have missed it a pretty good ways. What caused them such distress, praise God, is the unsurety in our life. I will say this morning, God Almighty wants you to be sure of your salvation. Amen. Praise God, he wants you to know in whom you have believed and are persuaded he's able to keep that you've committed to him. Amen. God wants you to be sure this morning. Bless his holy name. Amen. The Bible says that there's a great phenomena happened on this Sea of Galilee. And now it is, you might say, well, it was a natural phenomena. Now, they were some old crusty sailors on that boat. Huh? Yeah. Old Peter, Johnny, praise God, they weren't rank amateurs. But praise God, they knew exactly what that sea could do. They knew exactly how to handle those situations. But praise God, all of a sudden, there was something that took a hold of their heart that sent dread in the depths of their soul. That unsurety. They weren't sure where they were at. But then notice what takes place. Bible said they were afraid. Not only were they unsure, but they were afraid in their journey. Have you ever been afraid in your journey? Amen. Things in your life, things in your family, things in your home, praise God, just seem like they're in total chaos. And you don't know how, you don't know where to go. You don't know how to get a hold of it. You don't know how to rein it in. Amen. I'm afraid Americans, I'm afraid most of us live in that. There's so much turmoil in this world. There's so much things trying to drag us off in so many different directions. Amen. But there's a God of glory. Bible says they were afraid. Amen. But look at what takes place, verse 19. And he said, and they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship. And they're afraid. Amen. They're afraid. Now I just want you to picture this. They're out here in a storm. Amen. They've done gone in a direction. They got up in darkness. They've been overshadowed by dread. And all of a sudden they look out and the storms are raging. The waves are billowing over. And praise God, as they see a mighty wave come along, you can't even see over it. And as that wave goes down, they look up and there comes Jesus walking on the water. Amen. Can you see this? Picture this this morning. Picture this. Here comes another wave, and they see Jesus, and then He's taken out of their sight by another billowing wave. And they're afraid. Amen. And then as those waves continue to come and go down and come up and go down, I mean, way over the boat, the bow of the ship would go up, and they'd see, look out, and they'd see Jesus, and it'd go down, and they'd lose sight of Him. And it's, oh, God, let us just see the Savior. Amen. And Jesus said, but praise God, Brother Bill, I believe they get to notice those waves go up and they come down. And those waves go up and they come down and they get a little peek of Jesus. Brother Robert, I believe they get to seeing Him. And praise God, they realize where the Savior is. Glory be to God. Those waters are calm, praise God. Those are still waters where the Savior is. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That dread in their heart, that darkness they're in. Praise God, it begins to be overshadowed by a marvelous light. Amen. You see, there's a temptation that's overtook them, and there's a terror that's overwhelmed them. But praise God, I want to say there's a terror, a tenderness that overshadows them. Amen. As they see them waves go up, praise God, and they go down, and they see the Savior walking on the water. They see that Savior walking in calmness, praise God. And that dread begins to be taken away. And then they begin to hear the Savior speak. Amen. And He says this. He says it. Hey, look out there. Now, I can just see in my mind's eye, Brother Andrew, how that wave goes up and they begin to see and they see the Savior there and that wave goes down and right there He is. And He said, it is I. Amen. Amen. It is I, praise God. He said, glory be to God. Hey, they were out there in darkness and alone. And Jesus wasn't with them. But then they look up, praise God, and there He is. He said, it is I. Be not afraid. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, it's me. Praise God. Be not afraid. As I think about that, I think about that verse in Romans 8:28. He said, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Praise be to God. God purposes, praise, different things in our life. Praise God, when the storms come along, praise God, that still He allows that in our life. But glory be to God. I want to say in authority of God, He's the Lord of the storm this morning. Amen. He's the one who can calm the seas. Amen. He's the one, praise God, that can still the waves. He says, it is I. Be not afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now notice what takes place. And the whole time, He knew where they were. And He knew the condition that they was in. Amen. He knew where they were, and He knew how they were. Ain't that exciting? Amen. I want to say this morning that no matter where you're at, praise God, Jesus knows where you're at and He knows how you are. Amen. Amen. He knows where you are and knows how you are. Amen. He knows that about you this morning. See, this is a personal thing. It don't matter what you've got going on in your life. Jesus knows all about it. And the Bible tells me He cares for you. He said we just cast our cares upon Him. He cares for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But notice what takes place. Same thing in you. See, they weren't sure how far they'd went. They weren't sure how long they'd be in this situation. They may have missed it by a mile. But praise God, they recognized the Savior. Amen? And the Bible says in verse 21, and then they willingly... Now you get this? Then they willingly received Him into the ship. Amen? They willingly received Him into the ship. He won't force Himself on you. He won't make you accept Him. He won't make you follow Him. Amen. He won't force you to be a child of God. But praise God, if we'll accept Him, He'll knock on our heart's door. He'll say, hey, I'd like to come into you and sup with you and you with me. And if you'll open wide that door, He said, I'll march in, glory be to God, into the Lord, that glory part of your soul. And He said, I'll abide with you forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to look out here. Ain't that a beautiful day? Wouldn't it be a nice day, a beautiful day to become a child of God? Yeah. Amen. To say, Lord, I'm tired of the storms. I'm tired of the trials. I'm tired of the tribulation. I'm tired of the heartache. I'm tired of the dread. I'm tired of the darkness. Oh, God, I'm tired of being alone. Would you just come in to my heart and be my Lord this morning? Oh, Lord Jesus, please, please come in. He said they asked Him to come into the boat. He praised God. Amen. Amen. They said, listen. They asked the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what He said. Their exact word. He said, and they willingly received Him into the ship. Amen. He knocked it. He come along. He said, it's I. Be not afraid. I want to say Jesus is knocking on hearts' doors this morning. Yeah. And He said, listen, it's me. Don't be afraid. He said, it's just like a beautiful spring day. The sun's a shining out here, but He said He wants to shine in your heart. He's knocking this morning. We open the door and let Him in. And the Bible said then, He said they welcomed Him into the boat. And immediately, they were at that place that they were going to. Amen. Amen. He said they invited Him in. They invited unwillingly, they received Him in the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. You see, they had this direction. They had this darkness. They had this dread. They had the deception. But then there was one that overcame the distance. Glory be to God. He said, it may seem like a long journey now, but praise God, if you'll kick open the door of your heart, invite Jesus in, praise God. He said, He'll take care of the journey, and it'll seem, praise God, like you're almost home. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, He'll deliver you safe over on yonder shore. He said, it'll be a sweet journey. I'm not saying there won't be a few bumps, a few waves, a few storms, but praise God, when you got Jesus in the boat. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, there's never been a boat that Jesus in, praise God. Hey, that old ship is on sailing, and praise God, it may be beat, battered, it may be worn, praise God, but Brother David, it's never went down. Amen. 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 He said, praise God. He said, He's knocked on the door, the light's shining. Light may be shining this morning in your heart. And Jesus said, will you open it up? Will you willing to receive me? Will you willingly receive me? He said, so you can have the hopes of home. Amen. That's what He's saying this morning. What about you here this morning? Your life may have been in turmoil. You may not know what to do. This message this morning, it was for somebody. I know it's for me. God done preached in my heart several times. Amen. I was over at the doctor's office Thursday. Boy, I tell you, God really, I'd been really praying about some things. Well, God gloriously took care of that. Well, one more time. Amen. I'm like, Brother James, I got a good report. Some it could have been bad. Praise be to God. They said, you know what? It could have been, but it ain't. Glory be to God. I said, glory to God in the highest. Handled her firmly again. Amen. I was sitting there in a doctor's office. I was reading this text. And boy, God just began to speak this message to my heart. But He was speaking it not only for me, but He was speaking it for you. He said, praise God. He said, there's a direction to choose even this morning. He said, there's a darkness out there. He said, there's a dread out there. But He said, praise God. He said, I've already overcome all that, even to the point of taking care of the distance between here and there. He said, all you got to do is step out in faith and believe in me. He said, Brother Bill, he said, it is I. It's I. Jesus, this morning, that's knocking on your heart's door. Your heart feels like it's beating out of your chest. You know what? That's Jesus. He's saying, it's me. It's me. Would you open it? Would you let me invite me to come in? Will you invite me to come in? Will you open up your heart this morning? He said, Lord be to God, I like His... He said, I can take you the distance. Amen. He said, I'll go the distance with you. So you may be here this morning. You may have been wondering about the journey. Amen. How far you could make it. How long it'd take you. You may have been afraid that you was going to miss it by a mile. But I want to tell you this morning, on authority of God's Word, Jesus is knocking. He said, it is I. It's me. Have no fear. Amen. They won't say, there's nothing to fear this morning. There's nothing here. You say, well, preacher, if I come to the altar, what would people think? I'll tell you what people think. The people in this place, they'd say, glory be to God, they're getting help from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, they're coming to the Savior, coming to the foot of Christ, coming for the place of help. Amen. Because they want to go the distance. What about you this morning as everybody stands with me to their feet?